Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You?
Good. Just watching some football. Football Sunday.
Some football!
Oh, yeah. It's been a great day of football so far.
Yep. Just didn't look ready for football, other than the defense, but we'll get into that, you know, in a few minutes.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little baseball, you know, how the Mets and the Yankees are doing. You know, Mets, they beat the Marlins these last couple of days. We're getting to that. Talk about the Yankees as the Yankees try to salvage a game against the much-hated Boston Red Sox. And, NBA season starting up soon, too. But, you know, we'll, you know, talk a little bit about that as well. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment. You know, give a little preview for tonight's pay-per-view event for WWE, the Night of Champions. as Daniel Bryan tried to recapture the world, the WWE Championship. But of course, you know, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. And of course, folks, if you like to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. All right. So let's tip off with a little football here.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, the Jets, they faced, you know, their rival, their divisional rival, the New England Patriots. And, you know, in Geno Smith's second start, NFL start, he went down to New England. And unfortunately, you know, as it's been in the Bill Belichick era a lot lately, you know, basically the Jets lost by the final score 13-10. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, the defense played, you know, great, but you know, unfortunately, you know, both quarterbacks, Geno Smith and both Tom Brady, didn't play well, and not to mention a lot of drop passes galore by both teams. And you know, Tom Brady, through his leadership, you know, the veteran, you know, got the leave with a victory, a 13-10 victory.
Yep.
And what's your thoughts on that?
It was a slow game, I thought. The Patriots, they don't have that much offensive weapons with the loss of Walker
and of course,
Hernandez going to jail.
Hernandez going to jail for being a serial killer, basically.
Yeah, and Pat's deciding to part ways with him. And but you know, they're a great team, and they find a way to win every year with the parts that they have. And you know, it did just that in New England. And you know, the Jets. It was at the was it at MetLife or was it at New England that they were playing?
I think it was New England. If my memory serves me right, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it was New England. Yeah, because the first game they played at MetLife was against Tampa,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
No. The first game was in New York. Was in the Meadowlands.
Right. I met life. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was they played Tampa, and so yeah, it was at the second game was at New England, and yeah, I mean, both teams offensively didn't do that much. You know, it was a slow game, but in the end, the Patriots found a way to win the game, and Geno Smith had he had like 2-3 interceptions, I think, in that game.
Yeah, especially in the what was it, the fourth quarter, he, you know, he threw like 3 costly interceptions, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he has potential, you know, and he's still learning. You know, this is his first year, so.
Yeah.
You know,
only his second career start.
Yeah. And
yeah,
know,
I'm not gonna kill the guy, you know, off his only loss of the season, you know. We're,
yeah.
You know,
exactly.
it's gonna happen, you know.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was a slow game. I mean, again, the Patriots, they just find a way to win. You know, it was not one of the prettiest games. But
sure, it isn't.
They played some good defense. Offense is not really there yet for them, but
yeah, this game won't make the NFL films.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But for the Patriots, a win is a win.
Who do Jets play next week?
Oh, I haven't checked that out. Bad job on me. I should have checked that out already.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either on who they play. I'll have to check. They play. Let's see. Do you guys have a bye week next week? It looks like you might have a bye week.
Hmm. I know we're having an early bye week, but I didn't know if it was like the third week, because usually, you know, we have it like, you know, like towards the season, or at least, you know, mid season.
Yeah,
that's gonna be kind of crazy. Having a bye week after the second week.
Yeah, let me just check here to make sure, because
yeah,
I don't see the Jets for next week. Let's see.
Because, I mean, that's going to be that's gonna be crazy, especially for the, you know, the veteran guys. You know, they're gonna break down.
Yeah, it looks like the next game is September 22nd. So yeah, yeah, you guys do play next week against the Bills.
Oh, okay, we're playing against the Bills this week.
Yep. Mhm.
So hopefully they can. And it's in Buffalo.
Let me see. And I lost a damn page. Yeah, it looks like, you know, it looks like it's at MetLife.
All right.
Yep. You're at MetLife.
So hopefully the Jets can improve the 2-1, you know.
Yep.
You know, taking a, you know, rebounding from, you know, the Patriots loss. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's something, you know, hopefully I'll look forward to seeing.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears to the Manning Bowl. The Denver Broncos versus your New York Giants.
Yeah, it's currently going on right now. It's the third quarter just started. The Broncos are leading 10-9. And, you know, it's not a offensive – the offensive-minded game that we expected compared to last week when both teams scored a combined 80 points last week. So
yep.
Right now, you just have a combined 19 points. So right now, it's a defensive battle right now.
It's definitely not a Manning barrage.
Yeah. But, you know, both quarterbacks are playing good, although Eli threw an interception to end the second quarter, to end the second half. We could have gotten a score there, but... right now it's close. 10-9, Broncos are leading.
Thanks for that. And, mm-hmm. you know, feel free to, you know, keep us posted any major, you know, news going on in the Bronco Giant game.
Yeah.
And let's shift gear to the Mets. You know, they have, what, 13 more games after Tuesday, I think they're playing. And basically, they won, I'm trying to remember what happened. They won on Saturday. They split doubleheader, you know, yesterday. They lost the first game, 3-0. Torres, you know, he pitched well, but, you know, they didn't, score any runs for him. I think he struck out like 8, Marlin batters, but, you know, the Met offense, you know, basically, you know, especially with Wright gone and with the trade of Buck and, Bird, you know, to Pirates, you know, the offense has been, you know, basically non-existent.
Yeah.
But the second game of the doubleheader, Matsuzaka, you know, the former Red Sox, a guy you're very familiar with,
mm-hmm.
He pitched his best game as a Met. He won 7 innings. He struck out, what, 3 batters? And he got his first Met win thanks to Daniel Murphy hitting a home run. And... I'm trying to remember who else got a hit. Oh, yeah, Wilmer Flores had an RBI hit also. And Mets were able to win that game, I believe, from the final score of 2-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, Mets was trailing to the Marlins. And Lucas Duda, you know, a guy who's been slumping and, you know, who's been a terrible outfielder, he's been recently playing first base since Ike Davis is gone for the rest of the year. I think he pulled his hamstring like a few weeks ago. So basically, Ike Davis' career could be in jeopardy with the Mets because, you know, he's arbitration eligible.
Right.
And he might make, $5 million potentially. And, you know, Ike Davis, he's been an enigma for the team. Right. I mean, last year he hit... 32 home runs, but the first half, you know, he was horrible. And basically the same thing happened this year too. You know, he hasn't, you know, he strikes out too much, and he didn't have any power production, basically.
Right.
So his career with the Mets might be in jeopardy, along with Duda. Duda's been swinging the bat a little bit better as of late, but his career with the Mets could be in jeopardy too, because recently he was saying that, you know, he wants to be a DH, and you know he admitted that his outfield, you know, play is leaves much to be desired. So
yeah,
that's another guy you can potentially in the near future. Might be gone, especially with the emergence of Juan Lagares, Eric Young, who I assume they're going to re-sign, you know, potentially in the best-case scenario as a third, you know, as a fourth outfielder, potentially a leadoff guy if they don't, you know, improve the team. And I don't know if you heard the rumors. Mets might be interested in Sinshu Chu, who's hit over 20 home runs with the Reds.
Wow.
So, you know, hopefully they can spend the money this off season, and all this team continues to make the right moves and continue to, you know, lead the team in the right direction.
Well, that'd be a great signing for the Mets.
Yeah, I would think so too, and plus they need to make some, you know, signings in the bullpen.
Bullpen help?
Starting rotation. Oh, what were you saying?
No, I was saying bullpen helps.
Well, yeah, they could use that because the bullpen's, you know, prior to the last couple of days, it's been kind of horrible. I mean, other than, you know, Hawkins pitching great, you know, and as a closer, he's converted 10 of his 10 of his 13 saves. If I'm not mistaken, I think he saved 10 in a row.
Mm.
I mean, he's been pretty great, you know, relieving, you know, taking the closer's job after Parnell's injured himself, potentially
right.
for the rest of the year.
Mm.
So he's definitely a keeper in the rotation.
Yeah.
The bullpen, I should say. And Mets, you know, they're going to need a veteran guy, you know, because Harvey, worst case scenario, might need Tommy John surgery. So hopefully they could, you know, sign Kazmir or maybe even your boy Colon or somebody, you know, somebody who, you know, who could, you know, be a good fifth man.
Yeah, definitely. They need some depth and pitch bullpen and some hitters. They need some offense also on the Mets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. For sure. And, and plus, you know, there's a lot of question marks. Most likely Terry Collins is going to be retained as the manager. And if that happens, there's rumors that Wally Backman, who's the AAA coach and, of course, a former Met and world champion with the 86 Mets, you know, he might leave the organization.
Wow.
Because, because if he doesn't get, you know, if he doesn't get added to the you know, to the coaching staff, you know, this offseason, but by the very minimum. So, you know, because he's, you know, he wants to manage in the big league. So, you know, if he's not retained as a coach in the majors or,
right.
You know, because most likely Terry Collins is going to be the manager.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
Of course.
That's the rumor that he's most likely going to leave this off season, but you know, we'll wait and see. Hopefully Mets can, you know, have a spot for him on the, you know, in the you know, on the major league team for him, cuz
yeah.
You know, he's a great manager with the minor leagues, and he briefly had a shot with you know, with managing the D-backs, but you know off the field drama basically took his took away his opportunity to manage. So let's see, hopefully, you know, with his second chance, he continued to improve on his second chance, and you know, hopefully help the Mets, you know, win another championship.
He hasn't done a bad job of what he's been given, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, he doesn't really have, you know, a lot of superstars on the team, so he has to manage and, you know, handle what he has on his bench right now. And, you know, he's done a pretty good job.
Terry Collins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, he does make some decisions that make you scratch your head at times. But then again, I would assume most managers do that, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's done a good job for the Mets. You know, at times, like I said, you know, he does do some moves that kind of make me scratch my head a little bit. But, you know, he's basically a old school type of manager. You know, he wants the game to be played the right way. You know, respect the game, your teammates, and, you know, don't show up the opposition. So,
yeah,
you know, hopefully, you know, Mets will, you know, build a team around him, you know, playing the right way.
Yep.
And hopefully there'll be a lot better days for the Mets to come.
Let's hope so.
I definitely hope so. But shifting gears to your Yankees, you know, these last couple of days haven't been great, you know, with the Yankees as of late. And
oh, yeah.
Especially Sabathia, you know, he's been un-ace-like. You know, he's 13-13 with a over 4 ERA. He lost, what, 5 to the game, 5-1. And, of course, you guys are going to play later tonight, you know, against the Red Sox, the final game of the season. And give us a little feedback of what's been going on with the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees played the Red Sox today in their final meeting of the season. Clearly, Red Sox have been the better team all season. They've dominated us. I think they've won, 12?
12 out of 18.
17. Yeah, 12 out of 17 or 18 games that we played this year. So tonight will be the final game, and they're going to honor Mariano Rivera at 7:30, you know, because since that will be his last game at Fenway, they're going to have a pregame ceremony for him. I don't know if they're going to air that on ESPN, but we'll see.
I hope so. That's much watch TV right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of teams have been doing it, but it's a nice gesture to show one of the greatest closers of all time. So I'd want to see it if they air it, but I don't know if they're going to show it, but they might just show highlights from it. So.
Yeah, I sure hope they air it, because now that you mention it, I did know it was the last game of the series, but against you know, the two rival teams, but it didn't occur to me that today, you know, they're gonna honor Mariano Rivera. I assume they might have did it, you know, the first game of the series, but
yeah,
you know, yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, and so the Yankees will try to salvage this game tonight. They lost the first two, the first game on Friday. They lost 5-1. Like you said, CeCe didn't pitch good. He allowed 5 runs over 6 innings. Lester pitched good for the Red Sox. And yesterday they lost 8-4. They were never in it from the beginning. And so tonight it's going to be Nova versus Buchholz. And Buchholz has been good since he came back. And the Yankees will try to win tonight and stay in this wild card. Right now they're 2.5 games in the wild card for us. So there's not many games left here. So they got to make up ground and try to win one of these spots.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, now is the time for the Yankees, you know, especially with Nova on the mound tonight, you know, to try to salvage whatever they have, you know, left of, you know, their playoff push, because, you know, they can't expect, you know, these teams ahead of them to just lay it, you know, give them the division, the wild card.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be a grind.
It will be, and they've had a lot of injuries. Brett Gardner just got injured. He might be out. He could miss the rest of the season for grade 1 strain to his oblique.
Soriano has hurt his thumb.
Yeah, but I think he's okay. I think he'll be okay. I don't know. Main injury is going to be Brett Gardner, since
right.
He's going to be out. So Soriano might he might miss a game or two, but I don't think he's
yeah.
gonna it's gonna be anything major.
That's serious. So, yeah. I agree
yeah.
with that.
So yeah, Yankees have to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And brief little Nick news. It's a slow Nick news. I don't know if you heard what was I gonna say? J.R. Smith's brother, Chris Smith, he basically has a tattoo of his brother on his thing on his back or his arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. He's supporting his brother, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
hopefully he doesn't smoke weed like him too.
Yeah, because JR is gonna miss the first 5 games. Not to mention he's injured. He's trying to get back.
Yeah.
So after he's deemed healthy, he's gonna miss the first 5 games that he's eligible to play due to his substance abuse, which we all most likely assume it is through. His use of marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, J.R. Smith, he's got to be smart, man. He's been doing a lot of stuff lately that's made me think whether or not we should have re-signed him.
Yeah, I mean, that's how J.R. is, man. It's, Jekyll and Hyde,
Yeah.
Some days, he's going to be the game's hero. Sometimes he's going to do a bonehead play that's going to, cost you the game,
Yeah, I don't get it.
Hopefully, he'll... He'll produce in the playoffs,
Yeah.
Because we definitely need him, along with the acquisition of Beno Udrich, We're going to need those guys, to step up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially, Udrich, he has 2 championships and basically provide, that scoring, that score that we expected Novak to be this playoffs.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, let's go Knicks, and hopefully, it will be the year.
Yep. And update from football: Broncos are leading 17-9 right now. So, Giants are down right now in the third quarter with 7.5 minutes to go.
Thanks for the update.
Yep.
And
no problem.
The battle of 2 Mannings, both champions. Eli has 2 championships, and of course, his brother Peyton has 1 Super Bowl ring as well. But speaking of champions, I don't know if you remember, Macaulay, today is the night of champions.
Oh, yeah, WWE.
So let's preview a few of these matchups, before we head out here. Let's start instead of going, from the least to the most, let's start up, let's go right into the heart of it. Let's talk Daniel Bryan. Randy Orton, I'm rooting for Daniel Bryan to win this, because, basically, I want him to stop, the new corporation, but I think they have a good thing going. So I think Daniel Bryan's going to lose this, lose tonight because Orton and the corporation is going to find some way, to stick it to him and cost him the title.
I think Daniel Bryan's gonna win the title tonight.
I hope so.
I think so.
I think he's gonna win probably at maybe Survivor Series. That's what I'm thinking.
So?
That's what I'm thinking. But hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he could win, tonight.
I hope so too. But I don't know if it's gonna. I do think it's gonna happen. I do think he's gonna find a way to win, and then I think he'll probably lose it. At Survivor Series, maybe. That's what I think will happen.
It's possible, but I think if he does win it tonight, I think he's going to hold on to the title for maybe five or 6 months, maybe.
You think so?
Give him that reign that he should have gotten at Survivor Series, SummerSlam.
True.
But, I think he's going to lose tonight, and I think the earliest he'll win it is Survivor Series.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I think, S.H.I.E.L.D. and, of course, Triple H, he's going to find a way to, screw him out of the title again and basically maybe force a Triple H versus Daniel Bryan matchup at the upcoming pay-per-view event. I think, isn't it Hell in the Cell? The one in October? I don't even remember because they keep changing the name of these pay-per-view events.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've forgotten.
Because back in the days during the Attitude Era, I could basically name all the pay-per-view events. Because it was like one each month, basically. But now it's like, you know, they change the names.
Yep.
What was I going to say? The King of the Ring, you know, used to be in June, but now they had Bad Blood and no, I don't even remember what the name of the pay-per-view event in June now is. Because they keep changing the name of the pay-per-view event, so it's like...
Yeah.
And what are the pay-per-view... Oh, yeah, there's the Rob Van Dam versus Del Rio for the World Heavyweight title. And as of right now... There's a possibility that Ricardo Rodriguez won't be in the ringside with him. But I think some way, somehow, Ricardo Rodriguez is going to get involved and basically betray Rob Van Dam and get back with Alberto Del Rio. Because Alberto Del Rio is basically nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing without Ricardo Rodriguez.
I can see that happening, too. I think Ricardo Rodriguez will find a way to interfere this match and... reunite with Alberto Del Rio again.
Yep. I'm pulling for RVD to prove me wrong. You know, I think he'll do it. I think he could definitely do it, and I hope he does, you know.
Yeah. Because
he'll be, I think after Big Show, he'd be the only guy to hold the WWE, the ECW, and the WCW championship in their career.
That'd be great.
So I'm hoping RVD does it. As you remember, RVD is the only guy to hold the ECW and the World Heavyweight, I mean the WWE Championship, when he cashed in the Money in the Bank against John Cena at the ECW One Night Standing event. I think it was in 2005.
Yeah.
If my memory served me right. So it'd be definitely interesting. Oh, yeah, and plus you have the Divas Fatal 4-Way. AJ versus Natalya versus Naomi of the Funkadactyls and
Brie Bella.
And I'm thinking either AJ is gonna win or I could see Natalya winning. But I think for it to be magical, it should be Naomi. But I can't see her winning it for some reason.
I think AJ's gonna retain the title.
I think it's gonna be either AJ or it's gonna be either AJ or Natalya that's gonna win. But you know what? I think I have to agree with you. I think AJ is gonna win.
Yeah, show these reality show divas a lesson.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. AJ is gonna win. She's probably gonna get Natalya to tap out and retain the title. There's Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose. I think Dean Ambrose is going to come out on top with that one. Because Ziggler was recently on the World Heavyweight title run. But there's some rumor there's backstage politics that might hinder him from winning the World Heavyweight title, which he's not in the picture right now.
Really?
But I don't think he's going to beat Dean Ambrose, you know, for the... Because I would assume it'd have to be a guy like Fandango, a guy who's never won the United States title, you know, who's going to win it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Ambrose will retain it.
Trying to think what else is there. Oh, yeah, there's a tag team match. There's like a six-team tag team match to determine who's going to face the Shield's Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, the tag team turmoil.
Yeah, so my pick is either part-time player or the Usos.
I think it'll be the part-time players. They've been getting a huge boost.
Oh yeah,
lately.
I think so too. Even though they did have Usos did have a match with Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose. So WWE looks like they're trying to set that match up. You know, but it looks like I think the people are gonna speak. And basically vote for the primetime players to fight against the Shield. They're not going to fight tonight, the winner of that match, right?
It doesn't look like it. I think it's only going to be the tag team, and then they'll probably maybe fight on Raw, maybe, or the next pay-per-view.
Well, then, if that's the case, then I guess Shield will finally, the tag team will finally change.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm looking at the, it looks like they will fight the winner, the Shield will fight the winner of the tag team turmoil later that night.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because I'm 50-50 on this. I think Shield is going to lose the title soon because, I mean, they can't get any over than they are right now, even as bad guys. But then again, I could see them easily losing to Primetime Players or Usos. But then again, now that they're with the corporation, I don't know if they're going to make them lose just yet.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, because if they weren't the, if they didn't join the new corporation, you know, with Triple H and Orton and the McMahons, I would have said, you know what, this looks like the type of night that, you know, a newcomer who hasn't won the title would do it. Tonight would be the night. But since right now they basically started a new corporation, I think they'll hold on to it for at least this pay-per-view event. So I changed my mind now, and the Shield will retain it tonight at the Night of Champions.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Oh yeah.
Although I don't think I'm gonna watch it, but
yeah, I'm not gonna watch it either. I will find out the results, you know, on the wrestling, you know, website.
Leader.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I'll basically, you know, check out this show next week, 6 p.m. on Sundays, and of course check out Mac's show iMac every Saturday at 11 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio. So next week we'll come back, we'll give you the wrap up of what happened at Night of Champions, and of course with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Ramo. I'll see you guys next week.